Milwaukee police arrested six people and wrote almost two dozen tickets in April when the Milwaukee chapter of the national group Critical Mass took its monthly group ride on a bike path and nearby streets. The riders deny police claims that they were unruly. But the Bicycle Federation of Wisconsin has been meeting with police to try to smooth the way for future rides. Executive Director Dar Ward says a Federation member will talk to the bicyclists this Friday about obeying traffic laws. She says she also expects a couple of police officers to go along on their bikes. Ward says she's not out to put a damper on Critical Mass's mission of asserting bicyclists' rights.
The best part about Critical Mass is seeing a lot of people on bicycles out on the roads, and that can certainly be done within the law in a fun atmosphere, in a friendly atmosphere, in a courteous atmosphere. And as long as they're behaving in that way, we've gotten some assurances from the police that they will essentially let them continue with that sort of activity.
Milwaukee and Madison are among the Wisconsin cities trying to encourage more bicyclists, promoting things like Bike to Work Week. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says he hopes things go well with Critical Mass's next ride, but he draws some limits.
Again, I don't even mind a public demonstration as long as it's peaceful and as long as it's in accordance with the law. But I don't want to see bicyclists blocking traffic or trying to get themselves arrested so that they can make a point.
But last week in Great Britain, three Critical Mass riders were arrested for obstructing a highway. This Friday's ride in Milwaukee may also include bicycle activists attending a national convention of bicycle collectives. Critical Mass's website also reports active chapters in Madison and La Crosse. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.